on behalf of the pioneers, by Mr. Angelo C. Scott.
The men and women of 1889 have a peculiar interest in the unique and dramatic ceremony of this hour. This anniversary is, in a sense, particularly theirs, but they rejoice that it is recognized by the state and heartily observed by the people. If there were danger that it would ultimately fall into forgetfulness, here in this church will repose, through all the century to come, a depository that will keep its memory green. And we may rest assured that when the time draws near for the disclosing of this treasure trove, in that far distant day, the deeds of the pioneers will be retold, and all the buried past be brought to light. And amid all the throng which then will gather to uncover the secrets of the ancient chest, those most interested, as well as those most interesting, will be they who claim descent from the builders and makers of Oklahoma City in the days of her splendid youth. We are consciously making ancestors of ourselves tonight. We are furnishing text and message from which 100 years from this day, our descendants will take measure of their ancestors. It is the first time in the world's history, I suppose, that an evening's program has been prepared 100 years in advance of its performance. It is a thought of genius, and the genius in this case is Mrs. Virginia Tucker Stolberg, whose facile intellect, blithe spirit, and indefatigable industry have conceived and executed a project which stirs the imagination of the ancestors as it will arouse the enthusiasm of the descendants. But it will be more than entertainment. That April evening of 2013 will be a throb with the light of a buried day. There will be voices and presences there from far across a century. And to hear those voices and realize those presences will be gathered those who are blood of the men and women of this generation and bone of their bones. As a result of the happy inspiration which prompted this memorial gathering, we lay tonight a fairy bridgework that will stand a century of time. We forge a bond whose binding power will bring in close communion the lusty living and the distant dead. And what manner of men and women will they be, I wonder? And in what array will they come? We cannot know, but it is safe to say, even if there be a touch of pathos in the saying, that they will be wiser than we, happier than we, better than we are. It is the law of growth, and we would not wish it otherwise. And so we, the pioneers of Oklahoma City, with all of you, send our greetings across the century. Men and women of 2013, we shall have long been dust before this message falls upon your ears. Salute you.